Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I wanted to bring to share an encouraging word with our VFN radio listeners today, and just spending some time with the Lord, and I just felt like this has just so encouraged me. But I want to share with you, you know, an encouraging word regarding trust and confidence. You know, Pat, I mean, we trust and confidence is a big deal. Definitely. You know, where things are headed, if the church doesn't repent, I mean, we're going to see some even tougher times than what we're facing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and many today are facing difficult circumstances.
Right.
I mean,
we're,
you know, today some people are dealing with some tough things in their life. I mean, they're dealing with lack of finances. You know, maybe they're having lack, you know, of a home and even a place to live, a lack in their relationships. Things are just maybe falling apart.
Losing their jobs.
You know, you have unemployment, you know, what, 9-10% almost,
mm-hmm.
you know, and biggest of all, lack, I mean, some people are lacking a relationship with God. I mean, it's huge.
That's huge.
And so, and then there's another group of people, Pat, that they're facing some things today that they thought they would never have to face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, have you ever been there in your life where it's like, you know, I've been through that. You kind of check. And sometimes you could begin to get a false confidence like, oh, yeah, you know, I know when that happened to us. And, it'll be okay because, you know, things have a way of working out, you know.
Right.
But then you face the big one.
Right.
It's like, oh, I have no grid for this. I have no grid for that.
Mm.
And when everything begins to quake, you're going to need to know in whom you trust and where you have your confidence.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because things are about to shake, man. Things are about to quake. I mean, and we're starting to see some quakings and some rumblings now. But for what's coming, oh, my goodness, we need to be ready. And people normally find themselves in one of three places. You know, you're either coming out of a trial, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you're saying, woof, that was something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're about... The other places you may be getting ready to get into a trial, you know what I mean? And it's on its way, you just don't know yet.
Right.
Or you're right in the middle of a trial. And James gives us some awesome wisdom. He says, consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
Hmm.
And so we need to start welcoming these trials as our friends. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But the big problem occurs when we have a shaking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing like a good shaking to reveal where you had your confidence in your trials.
That's right.
You know
Absolutely.
You know, and that's healthy, I think. You know what I mean? That's a good thing.
Is.
And fear exposes where you've been placing your confidence. You know, so fear has a way of just exposing it.
Oh, yeah.
When you start getting fearful, you start realizing, wait a second. Where's my confidence? Where's my confidence? The word confidence means, Pat, a full trust.
Mm-hmm.
Full, like 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Full trust and belief in powers. You know, full trust.
Right.
And interesting, when I was doing those... mountain adventures there with Elijah, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to trust this little wire that's holding me up here. I'm only 60 feet in the air.
Oh,
here. It's like,
goodness.
This dinky thing is holding me. But if I'm going to get across from one end of the forest to the other, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to just trust the training and trust the stuff that they gave us to operate with.
Right.
Well, fear comes in because we have misplaced faith.
Mm-hmm.
Misplaced faith. Hebrews says that faith, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, faith and confidence, Pat, it's like it's a substance. If you could think of it like you're holding something in your hand, it's the substance of things hoped for. It's a measure, if you will. You get to ask yourself, like, where's my measure? Where's my measure of confidence? Where's my measure of faith? Where's my measure of trust?
Mm-hmm.
And normally, like we said earlier, when fear strikes, it's a clue. It's a clue that maybe we have misplaced our faith. you know, people today are putting their faith and their confidence, you know, in themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hello, been there, done that, died there. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't work, you know, in your resources and your intelligence and what you're able to do, mm-hmm. you know, in their jobs. And how many people are just putting all their – I think about all those people that maybe were working so hard for some of these very large companies, and they said, oh, my goodness, you know, I'm going to work the extra hours. I'm going to mm-hmm. stay later. I'm going to do all these things because, you know, sometimes people can worship their job.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Oh, and yeah. then all of a sudden, the thing that they were worshiping starts quaking and shaking, and they never gave no credit to God for taking care of them. You know what I mean? And
right.
and so now their confidence is totally – you know, shaken and just rocked.
Mm-hmm.
How about putting in your possessions?
Oh, yeah.
As long as I have that car, you know, that's why I bought that brand new car. I bought that brand new car, you know, because I didn't want to have no problems. And I just feel good now. I can go across country. And I just feel so confident that, you know, my car's ability to get me everywhere. Now, I'm not against good cars, nothing like that. But it's like, you know, I just need something good. All this is faith and confidence in mm-hmm. cars. You know, I got this one with this beams that are running right through the walls. Because if we ever got in an accident, we fell off a mountain, even though I don't live near a mountain. But mm-hmm. in case we fell off a mountain, you know, I would be protected. You
right.
know what I'm saying? It's like, okie dokie. You know, right. how about putting your faith, your substance, your confidence in other people?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? I mean, we're not made to worship people. We're made to worship God, you know, and there's a, you know, we can trust and certainly there's a level of confidence and belief we should have in each other. But I'm talking about an exorbitant. I'm talking about an unhealthy and unnatural mm-hmm. amount of confidence and trust that as long as I have this one person, you ever notice, you know, where there's an unnatural or unhealthy confidence in maybe a person in the family that is like,
oh, yeah.
you know. People will say, oh, my goodness, if so-and-so dies, I don't know what we would do. Mm. I don't know what will happen. We will all fall apart.
I've seen it's like, it happen.
Isn't that devastating?
It's sad. I mean, have that much confidence in a person. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Isn't it? I mean, really? And
yeah.
it's like, oh, my goodness, this whole family survived because of this one person? Is this
mm-hmm.
whole business survived because of this one person? I mean, are we worshiping this person? And it's amazing that when that person does die, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed, I think we have together, that family begins to get freed up because they realize, wait a minute, I got all this time I've been trusting, you know,
that's right.
depending and leaning unnaturally on this one person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, now they could turn.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about money? You know, I was like, as long as I got my 401J and my 401K, I still got some stocks, you know. I bought some gold and it's buried in my backyard somewhere. And, you know, I've been saving these silver coins ever since I was 10 years old. And
if
it gets real bad, I'll trade in my baseball cards. You know, those I got a couple million dollars in baseball cards. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Where's all this confidence? And then when your money gets sucked up,
mm-hmm.
when your money's gone.
That's right. Who are you leaning on now?
Yeah, there's fear. Oh, as long as we got them credit cards. As long as we got them credit cards, I just feel comfortable knowing that at least American Express is in my back pocket. I mean, we may not have no money,
mm-hmm.
but if I can pull out that card, oh my goodness. What happens when the card is no longer there? It's like, oh my goodness. And so when things that can be shaken are going to be shaken, when we mm-hmm. realize that, oh my goodness, that when that fear comes in, it's like a reminder. It's our clue to say, oh my,
mm-hmm.
I need to cry out to God. I have misplaced my faith. I put my faith, you know, either in myself or in money or in a mm-hmm. job or in a person. I need to stop that. You know, Isaiah 2:8 says this, their land is full of idols. They bow down to the work of their hands and to what their fingers have made.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's good.
We can make these things our idols, dude.
Oh, I know it.
And it's like, God said, I'll have no other gods before me. We're talking about trust. We're talking about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it time and time again. So many people just shaken to the core. And it's like, if you're a believer, you're going to need to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's got you.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm reminded, hey, you may remember this, but uh-huh. I'm reminded that a long time ago we needed a vehicle, And I only had a certain amount of money. It was a few thousands of dollars, not much. But I wanted to get a second vehicle that was paid for and just kind of a local car. And you and I actually, I think we're both looking for cars at the same time. And we were talking about it and we're praying for each other. And and I just want to make a wise purchase, you know, and that type of stuff. But normally, you know, I have had great success in maybe negotiating a deal or finding the right, you know, car at the right price. And I remember, man, it was like a month. I don't know if you remember, like a month, 6 weeks. I'm like, Pat, can you believe I have combed every lot in Florida? I have looked on every website. I have seen all these cars.
Yeah.
And I still can't find the car. I mean, like, what's the deal? You know, I was so frustrated. And I'm thinking, dude, is this going to happen? And so Teresa and I remember we went away for the weekend. It was near our anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, when it's your anniversary and you have small kids, we're like, I think we only went away for a day. So people could, you know, I think our babysitter can only watch all of our children for like one day. It's like, we'll take it. We'll take it.
All right.
I think we went to Gulf Shores or something like that. And we're in this nice condo. And we actually had to make several trips because babies needed other stuff. We had to come back and all this type of stuff. Goodness. So we had limited time to begin with, you know. And so I remember the next morning we woke up at this beautiful place and we're thinking, it's almost over. You know, it's like, we just blinked and we're here. Oh my goodness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that the enemy was trying to tempt me not to abide that morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was trying to tempt me and saying, you know, don't abide today. You've been so faithful in abiding. You know, you only have a limited time here. Enjoy the time here with your wife. You know, you can take in some sights, you know, all these lies to try to tell you not to spend time with the Lord, you know? And I just felt something so strong in my spirit. I was like, no. And she's like, no, I can't. You know, no, I'm going to spend time with the Lord. And I looked at Teresa and I said, listen, let's just spend time with the Lord. However long we have here, you know, it's fine. We'll just trust God with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about trust. I'm talking about confidence. And I remember, Pat, that during that time of abiding, during that time of spending time with the Lord, God shared with me such a powerful revelation on trust. And just, I mean, blew me out, if you will. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got so convicted because the Lord starts showing me, just saying, you know, the reason that you can't find this vehicle is because you have misplaced trust. He says, you know that you only had a certain amount of money, so you couldn't put faith in the fact that this money was going to purchase the vehicle because you knew that that money was not typically going to be enough. You needed a God deal, right? Not a good deal. So you knew that that money was not going to get you anything, right?
Right.
The other thing is that, John, you put your trust in your ability, to try to find something and search and look. Dude, I scoured the Gulf Coast. I mean, I was like up and down. I mean, it was crazy, you know.
I remember.
And it's like, he said, you put your trust, but you didn't trust me. He said, son, you got misplaced faith. You know, and when we don't trust God, this is what we're saying. God who is full of integrity, God who does not lie, you know, God who is the truth, you know what I'm saying? We're saying, I'm not sure that you can deliver. Think about it. The reason why you don't trust someone with an item or something, you're saying, I don't know. There's something about how you act, your fruit, that tells me that if I put this in your hands, it may not come back. It'll be broken. Right. You're not going to take care of it. And just, I have a bit of a trust issue right now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. And that's what we're dealing with, you know? And you know, men are flawed and, you know, so sometimes they're not trustworthy. And it's our aim, of course, to be trustworthy and to be to have integrity. Mm-hmm. But that check that you have with someone, you're just saying, I just don't know. There's something about maybe your character. Or saying to God is like, you know, God, I just don't know God. You know, the creator and the manager of the universe. You know, the one whose heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. You know, the one who made me and formed me, you know, and saved me.
Right.
I don't know if you could handle this itty bitty situation like a car, you know, or a house or a job or a family situation, you know, or healing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could handle. I don't know if you're just. Dude, I was so convicted to the core. I was so good. I repented that morning. I said, God, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
God, I trust you. I'm going to take this out of my hands. I'm going to find my misplaced faith. I'm going to pull it out, take the substance out of myself and out of money and all this, and I'm going to put my faith and my confidence in you. Mm-hmm. And so I just remember just repenting and just getting that right with God. And so, you know, I came back to, you know, we came back home and just a week later, Pat, a week later.
Yeah.
Trusting God now, I didn't go look anything, didn't Google none, no searches.
Yeah.
Someone gives me a call out of the blue, who knows I was looking for a car, at 9 o'clock at night, saying, John, I found your car.
Yeah.
I found your car sitting out here inside the road, someone's selling it, you gotta come get it, because people are swarming around it, and I mean, this thing is priced to sell, you gotta come. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, silly me, I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna get up at nine, I'm, you know, I was ready to go to bed and stuff, and this guy was persistent and called him, said, you gotta come. So finally I got dressed and went down there. Mm-hmm. And Pat, there was this beautiful car sitting there for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just awesome. Yeah. It was just like perfect. It was everything that I was looking for and everything that I said that I didn't have enough money. In fact, I think you went with me when I went to go look at a Honda that was priced, you know, like, is there a good value? You know,
I'm
like,
good cars.
Yeah. And I just couldn't. And there it was sitting a Honda for me. And get this, Pat. The person was selling it for like $400 less than the amount of money I had.
Oh, wow.
This is the Lord just saying, son, I've got you. Wow. I've got you. Get your faith out of things. That's what he's telling us. Get your faith out of, and your trust and your substance. Get it out of people. Get it out of your job. Get it out of your ability to provide for yourself and your resources. And your, that's pride. That's leaning on the arm of the flesh. You need to start leaning on God and walking in humility, which is total dependency upon God and respect for other people and nothing to do with pride.
That's right.
Job 5:19 says this, 5-27 says, listen to this. From six calamities he will rescue you, and seven no harm will befall you. And so he says, in famine he will ransom you from death. I mean, you may be hungry, but you ain't going to starve to death. You know what I'm saying? And in battle, from the stroke of the sword. You may get hit, but you certainly won't die. Mm. You know? You'll be protected from the lash of the tongue and need not fear when destruction comes. I mean, don't worry about it when people are hating on you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it when their words are attacking you and they're lashing you. Because guess what? You can make it. And he's going to protect you from that. Mm-hmm. Okay? You will laugh at destruction and famine and need not fear the beasts of the earth. Think about destruction and famine won't touch you. Think about how God protected the Israelites. You know, it's just not going to touch you if you trust in him. If you belong to him, if he's yours, if he's your Lord and Savior. This is the inheritance you have as a believer. For you will have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the wild animals will be at peace with you. I like that. No wild animals on tech.
Absolutely.
You will know that your tent is secure. That's your home. That's your house. God's got you.
That's right.
We need to stop fretting over all these type of things and saying, you know what, God? I'm going to trust you. I put this home and this house and this situation. You know, Acts 17, you've determined the exact time and place where I should live. That I'm going to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And you'll hear me even though you're not far away. You know, and I have full confidence in your ability to lead me. Then the enemy has to deceive me or mess me up or you know, bring destruction to me. You know that, verse 25, you know that your children will be many and your descendants will be like the grass of the earth. Hey, listen, your children are going to make it.
That's right.
Don't be in fear. They're going to make it. They're going to come to God. They're going to do the right thing. Your children are going to make it. Of this one, you will come to the grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season. Mm-hmm. How many people are just, I'm fading out. I'm just waiting for the Lord to take me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to die like that. You know what I'm saying? What do you mean? I'm just, you know, coasting through any day now. Any day now, me and Jesus. I'm like, no, 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 no. You want to go out full of vigor. Think about Caleb, dude. He's like, we done made the promised land. God had made me the promise of Hebron. I want my land. I got the same strength I did when I was young back then. Give it to me. I am ready. Give me my land. I want to walk in the promises of God. And then the last he says, we have examined this, and it is true. So hear it and apply it to yourself. You know, even though, 1,000 may fall at your right side and 10,000 at your right hand, you know, evil is not going to come near you.
That's right.
God's got you. You can trust him.
That's right. And John makes me think about Proverbs. I just read it this morning. It says, when a storm is swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that good?
How awesome is that?
Isn't that good?
That's awesome. That's awesome. We can trust him. We can trust them. We can put our full confidence in them because the Lord has our back.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.